The Florida legislature returns to Tallahassee tomorrow with a budget expected to be approved on Friday. With the regular session now over, one of Governor Charlie Crist's top priorities has died with it. The governor wanted a law that would require power companies to generate 20% of their electricity through clean sources by the year 2020. The Senate was able to pass a measure led by the efforts of Jacksonville Republican Jim King, but the House refused to consider it, to the dismay of environmentalists. Jerry Karnes is the state climate project director with the Environmental Defense Fund. He calls the lack of a bill perplexing.
You know, Senator King, with the governor, did a fantastic job of creating not a perfect bill, but a bill that had a lot of good stuff in it, and had some stuff that we weren't in favor of, particularly having 20% of the target be met by nuclear. But still, it was a compromise bill that would have put Florida on the clean energy map and would have created jobs and tremendous economic growth. And on the House side, we never even got a hearing. There was never a bill brought up through committee or through one of the councils, and the Senate bill, which passed overwhelming in the Senate, never was taken up by the House. So I think it's a huge opportunity missed.
Let me ask you about that. I think it was Adam Hasner. Is that correct? He was the man leading in the House who had the responsibility or part of the responsibility there bring that up. But also Governor Crist, who declared this to be one of his priorities and yet didn't seem to work very hard or at all to put pressure on the House to do what, as you mentioned, Senator King had to go through a lot to get the legislation that he wanted and the governor wanted to get through the Senate.
Well, I think the governor does deserve a lot of credit. I mean, he worked hard behind the scenes to get this bill passed, and it was tough because there was never any public rationale given by the House leadership on why they didn't want to see an RPS bill passed in Florida. So we didn't really know what the reasons were behind the rejection of this policy that's in place in 30 other states. So it was a very confusing environment this legislative session. There was a lot of other issues, but I think the governor deserves a lot of credit for getting the type of bipartisan support he got in the Senate. And we were in the game till the very last day, the House just failed to lead.
Now, Jerry Karnes, I'd like to know what your thoughts are about other issues that came up during the session. There was certainly a lot of concern amongst environmentalists when late in the session a few weeks ago in the House proposal to allow for offshore drilling could have been within, 3.5 miles of the Florida coast. Gulf Coast did go down, was not resuscitated, as it were. That was a big concern for many, including just the way it came about in terms of being discussed and a bill being promoted there. Your thoughts about that? Anything else that went on this particular session?
Well, yeah, I think it's interesting. I think it's very clear that the table is set for the next couple of years for two competing visions for Florida to be debated on. One vision is a vision that puts drilling rigs 3 miles off our coast, furthers our dependence on dirty sources of energy like oil, and another vision puts a solar panel on the rooftop of every house, allows farmers to engage in the energy market, creates thousands and thousands of new jobs. So when the public is given a very clear picture of what these two visions entail, I'm confident that in the coming years, a clean energy economy will win. I don't think that if you ask legislators, well, where do you think the rig should go? I don't think they can name one legitimate spot of where a rig should go 3 miles off the Florida coast. And, that extends from Pensacola to the Big Bend to Cedar Key to Newport Richey to Tampa Bay to Siesta Key to Naples. Where are these things going to go? Whereas I think that people can understand that solar panels can go everywhere, and there's not going to be a problem with watching communities transform their energy use and watching the jobs created when you do that. So I think it's this is going to be a tough fight over the next couple of years, but I think ultimately it's a battle of ideas, and I think an idea that puts solar panels on every house is going to be the idea that wins.